You're listening to an audio recording created by Jason Crow. This audiobook is a conversion of the story called The Most Dangerous Game, written by Alex Hawk. This recording is brought to you for free, so if you paid for it, you were ripped off. Sorry about that. Both text and this recording are protected by copyright laws, so please respect that. You can distribute it if you want to, but please be kind enough to make references to where you got it and who wrote it. Check out the website jasoncrow.eu for more information and stories. And now, let's start with the story.
The Most Dangerous Game by Alex Hawk. Michelle turned on the small light above our heads and grinned at us. "So you guys like it?" she asked, gesturing around us. "It's cool," I said, looking about the basement. "It's not all that cool, but my cousin Michelle is very, very hot, and I have no problem lying." Actually, the basement wasn't all that bad. There were a couple couches and a thick carpet that Michelle, my sister Sally, and I were all sitting on. There was even a little fridge where she had some Cokes that we were drinking. My sister and I were spending a few days with our aunt, uncle, and cousin. Our parents were on a second honeymoon, which didn't bother us none. We liked hanging out with Michelle. I especially liked it, given that she was, well, really hot. I mean, big time hot. Even though she was 13, a year younger than me, she could easily pass for 16 or so, and she was just a knockout. I had a major crush on her. Currently, it was late morning. It was summer, so none of us had to worry about school. Michelle's parents were at work. They'd talked for a moment about a babysitter, but given that I was 14, my sister was 12, and Michelle was 13, they figured we could handle ourselves. Michelle had told us about this little hideout of hers last night, but we hadn't had the chance to check it out. Now here we were, the three of us, sitting around on the carpet together. We chatted for a bit, and then Michelle fired up her Xbox, and we spent some time beating the crap out of one another in various video games. It was pretty fun, as was the fact that I got to check out Michelle constantly while we played. Eventually, I had to get up and go to the bathroom. Once I got back, I noticed a change in the atmosphere and saw Michelle with a small grin on her face and Sally with a somewhat smaller, more nervous one on hers. I also noticed the Xbox is off. What's up? I asked, sitting back down on the rug. We're going to play a new game, Michelle announced. All three of us. Okay, I said, up for almost anything. What game? Strip poker, she said, looking me right in the eye. I was very glad I wasn't drinking from my Coke, because if I had been, it would have sprayed everywhere. What? Strip poker, she said again. You do know what it is, right, Tyler? Of course I do. I just wasn't expecting you to want to play it. She shrugged. Better than nothing. Better than just more video games. I looked at Sally. You'll be playing too? I was less than thrilled at the idea of seeing my little sister naked, but if that was what it took for me to get to see Michelle, I was down with it. Sally shrugged. I guess. Michelle said she'd give me her iPod if I played. I raised an eyebrow, not sure what this meant, but guessing it meant that Michelle wanted to see me naked for some reason and wanted to have Sally there with her. I guessed it was so that Sally could keep me in line if I tried anything. Well, okay. I guess we can play. Cool. First, let's make sure we all have the same number of clothes on. A quick count revealed me in my socks, jeans, underwear, and t-shirt. 5 items, since the socks were counted separately. The girls both had on the same combination of clothes, except that Michelle had a bra, which she needed, and Sally did not, which she'd probably need in a few months. To even us up, Michelle tossed one of her socks onto the couch. Okay, she said, taking out a deck of cards and shuffling them. Here's how this works. Whoever has the lowest hand has to remove an article of clothing. Once you're naked, you're out of the game. Okay, I said, trading a glance with my sister. I was sure she wasn't any more thrilled at the idea of seeing me nude than I was of seeing her nude. Still, I knew she'd always wanted an iPod, so Michelle's bribe was obviously a strong incentive. Michelle dealt out the cards. I wasn't sure how she'd ended up as the dealer, but whatever. I took my cards when they came my way and looked at them happily. I had 3 8s, plus a 2 and a 6. Not bad. Okay, let's go. Michelle said after a moment. I'll take one, I said, putting down my 2. I got a 3 in return. No help. I'll take 2, Sally said. She got her 2 cards and looked reasonably pleased. And one for me, Michelle said. Then she looked at us. Well, shall we? Sally and I nodded, and we placed our cards down. My three of a kind made of eights beat out Sally's, which was made of fours. As for Michelle, all she had was a pair of nines. Ha! Looks like I'm on the track to lose, she muttered as she pulled off her other sock. Okay, next hand. For my next one, I ended up with just a pair of queens, plus some junk cards. I sent the three junk cards back and wound up with two tens and an ace. That gave me two pairs. Not bad. When the time came and we showed our cards, both Michelle and I beat Sally, who had nothing except a king high card. She grumbled a bit and removed a sock as we got ready for our next hand. This time I ended up with, well, junk. My best card was a jack, so I kept that and sent back the rest, ending up with a pair of twos. Not great, and not as good as Michelle's full house, but, as it turned out, better than Sally's ten. Oh, come on, that's not fair, she grumbled as she removed her other sock. It's just part of the game, Michelle said with a smile. She dealt the cards again. I stared at mine, wanting them to be better than they were. I had a pair of sevens and nothing else worth having, so I sent back the other three cards and got nothing good in return. When we slapped down our cards, my pair of sevens failed miserably against Sally's four kings and Michelle's three tens. I didn't complain. I just took off my sock, one part of my mind suddenly aware that if either girl lost next, I'd see something interesting. Much more interesting if it was Michelle, of course, but that was at least in part due to there being more of her that was of interest. This time, when the cards went out, I ended up with crap again. I kept my high nine and sent back the others, but ended up with three of a kind, so that was good. From Sally's face, I had an idea that she had something good and was proven right when we put down our cards. She had a flush, the lucky brat. My three of a kind stood no chance against that, but at least it was better than the pair of sixes put down by Michelle. Oh, damn, Michelle said, sounding only slightly annoyed. She shrugged, put down her cards, and pulled her t-shirt over her head, leaving her wearing only a bra. Now a word on Michelle's breasts. They weren't the biggest in the world, 32A, as I found out later, but they were impressive on a 13-year-old and certainly much better than my sister, who was only barely puffing out her shirt. I was disappointed as hell that they were covered by a bra, but looked forward to beating her at this game so that I could see the rest. Michelle dealt the cards again. I don't want to go into how awful my hand was, but the fact that my high card, once all was said and done, was a four should give you some idea. It sucked ass. Wordlessly, I removed my other sock and hoped the next hand would be nicer to me. So currently, I was sitting there in my jeans, t-shirt, and underwear. Three items. Michelle and Sally both had the same total, with Sally being dressed the same as me, and Michelle being in jeans, panties, and a bra. The next hand, I figured, would be interesting. When the next hand went out, my heart jumped. I'd ended up with a full house. A pure, easy, right-off-the-bat full house. I couldn't believe my luck. Unless one of the girls was far luckier than that, I'd see something very neat in a few seconds. We put down our cards. My full house beat out Michelle's pair of kings and beat out Sally's pair of eights. So there it was. The first pair of breasts I was going to see on a real-life girl weren't going to be much, and they'd be my sisters. I could handle that. Grimacing, I saw Sally was about to protest. Michelle looked at her and mouthed, "iPod," and Sally rolled her eyes. Then in one smooth, easy motion, pulled her shirt off, leaving her completely topless. Even though Sally was my sister and only 12, my very erect virgin penis gave a little jump when I saw her mostly flat chest. That mostly part was important. Her nipples were standing out, and there was a certain puffiness where I knew a bra would need to go in the not-too-distant future. While staring at Sally's breasts, I wanted to make her feel more comfortable, so I forced my eyes to her face and said, "You look very nice, Sally." She rolled her eyes. "Thanks, Tyler." From the faint look on her face that only a brother would understand, I knew she felt at least a little more comfortable. "How sweet," Michelle said with a grin, and then began to deal the cards again. This time, I ended up with a dog shit hand that gave me nothing but an ace high card. Well, I thought it was the high card anyhow. It led to some discussion where we determined that, yes, it would be the high card, but no, it didn't beat my sister's three-of-a-kind of Michelle's pair of threes. So it was that my shirt joined the pile of clothes on the couch. The next hand went much better from my point of view. I wound up with a nice straight, which could have beaten just about any hand. It was somewhat annoying, therefore, that the best the girls could do was a pair each. With a pair of fours, Sally's hand was considered the loser. She stood up and, with a faint sigh, removed her jeans, leaving her in just a small pair of white panties. My eyes focused on them, and then on her small breasts, and then the panties again, leaving me feeling a weird mix of guilt and horniness. Then it went to pure horniness as the next hand went out. Sally had the winning hand, but mine was second, leaving Michelle dead last. She'd either remove her bra or her jeans. I had no idea which I wanted more. What I got was the bra. She reached behind herself and very matter-of-factly unclasped it, throwing it onto the clothes pile and then facing me. I drank in the sight of her rounded, heavenly breasts. "Aren't you going to tell me I look nice?" Sally asked. Then, "Hey, hero, up here," she snapped her fingers a couple times. "Huh?" I pulled my eyes up to her face and blushed. "Oh yes, you look very nice." Rolling her eyes, Michelle said to Sally, "Boys can be so stupid sometimes." Sally giggled as Michelle began to deal the cards again, and it hit me that in this hand I'd either end up in my briefs, Michelle would be in her panties, or I'd see my first vagina when my sister removed her panties. Either way, it was going to be cool, I figured. My plans to have my first view of a girl's vagina were thwarted, however, when I completely failed to win the next hand. Okay, I had three kings, so I thought I was set, but both girls ended up with full houses. How unfair was that shit? Annoyed, I removed my jeans and blushed a bit as both girls were clearly eyeing the bulge in my underwear. "Getting fun, huh?" my cousin asked, looking at me and my sister both. Then, without waiting for us to answer, she started to deal. I ended up with two pairs, one of sixes and one of jacks. This pleased me greatly, because I figured with this I'd probably wind up doing quite well. Sure enough, it beat the pair of nines my sister put down and really beat the high card 10 that Michelle dropped. "Oh, I lose," she said. "Bummer." There was no real regret in her voice. She winked at me a little, at least I thought she did, then stood up and pulled down her jeans, leaving her in a pair of nice blue panties. I thought I might come just seeing them, but I restrained myself. "So," she said, shuffling the cards, "this hand one of us ends up naked." Sally and I said nothing, but we traded looks with each other. I wondered what was going through her mind, other than, "I really want an iPod." The cards went out and I ended up uncertain. I had a three of a kind, which was decent, but not great, certainly easy to beat, but I had hopes that at least one of the girls, Michelle, ideally, would be worse off than me. Then Michelle put down her full house, and I knew I was probably doomed. Then Sally put down a pair of kings. "Oh," I said softly. Sally didn't say anything. She just stood up and removed her panties, and I saw my first vagina. It wasn't much to look at, and I was very slightly disappointed. All I could see was a small, hairless slit. My penis seemed to like it, though, as it was now straining against my underwear like never before. "Okay, Sally, you're out," our cousin said. "And don't close your legs like that. You can sit Indian style if you want, but you can't hide. After all, when I beat Tyler with this hand, he won't be able to hide what he has." "You mean when I beat you?" "That's right." Michelle only smiled and dealt out the cards. My heart was racing as I looked at mine. A 2, a 9, a 4, a 10, and a second 9. That was promising. I sent back everything but the 9s and got back, well, not much. I was left with the pair of 9s, hoping that would be enough. "Well, pony up," Michelle said, putting down her cards. "Full house." "Fuck," I muttered as I put down my cards. "Awesome. Naked time." I cursed a little more, but I also felt very turned on by the fact that Michelle was going to be seeing my penis. I stayed seated, but lifted my ass enough to pull my underwear off and threw them on top of my sister's on the clothes pile. At least my erection was able to stick up now, free of the fabric. "Nice," Michelle said with a smile. "Thanks." I saw Sally checking me out, but didn't pay any attention to it. "So," Michelle said, clapping her hands, "guess I might as well take mine off too." With that, she did as she said, and now I was staring at the bare, glorious, wonderful vagina of my younger cousin. It looked similar to Sally's, but not identical. As she sat and spread her legs a little, I saw the little hole where I knew the boy's penis was supposed to go and nearly fainted. So now what? Asked Sally. Can we get dressed? You haven't earned your iPod yet, Michelle said, sticking her tongue out. No, how about some truth or dare now? Okay, I said. I guess, Sally grumbled. Okay, since I won the poker game, I get to go first. So, Tyler, truth or dare? Truth, I said. You ever kiss a girl? I nodded. Yeah. Okay, your turn. Okay, truth or dare? I asked Michelle. Truth. You ever kiss a boy? It was the best I could think of to ask. Oh, yes. Okay. I looked at my naked little sister. Your turn, I guess. Okay. Michelle, then. Truth or dare? Can't ask the same person twice in a row. Oh, you also can't take truth more than 3 times in a row, she added. Any other rules? Sally asked in a nasty tone. No, that's it, Michelle said with a smile. Truth or dare, then, Tyler? Truth, I said, figuring it would be safe. You want to fuck Michelle? Sally asked in the same nasty tone as before. I blushed deep red. If you don't want to answer, you have to do a dare, Michelle said with a little grin. Well, yes, I said in a small tone. See, that was easy, Michelle said, smiling at me. Okay, then, my turn. Truth or dare, Sally? Truth, Sally said. Okay, you ever kiss a boy? Shaking her head, she said, no. Okay, your turn, Tyler. Okay, truth or dare then, Michelle? Dare. I paused, unable to think of what to dare her to do. Finally, I settled for, well, okay, give me a hug. Laughing, Michelle said, okay. She moved towards me and hugged me tight, my bare chest pressing against her breasts. It was awkward doing this while sitting, but I wasn't about to argue. Then Michelle sat back down again and said, okay, I think we need to do a rule change. What? Why? Sally asked. Well, 'cause the way it is now, you go next and have to ask Tyler, and then I go next and have to ask you, and then he goes and has to ask me. There's no way to change it. So now the rule is that you can be asked twice in a row, but not 3. I guess that's fair, Sally said. Sounds good to me, I replied. Okay, then, Sally, it's your turn to ask. Okay, Tyler, truth or dare? Truth, I said. Last time you can do that, Michelle warned. You have to take a dare before you can do another truth. Okay, I conceded. Sally thought for a moment, and then biting her lower lip, said, do you really think I look nice like this? I nodded. Yeah, you do. Okay, my turn, Michelle said. Sally, truth or dare? Truth, I guess. Okay. Do you think Tyler looks good naked? No, she said with a snort. Oh, come on, Michelle said. Not at all? Well, my sister stared right at my penis. I guess he does? So he does? Yeah, so you lied with your first answer. Sally blushed. Yeah, I guess I did. Ha! Now you get a dare. She sounded so happy I thought she'd dance a jig. Okay, fine, Sally groused. What is it? Just do what I did. Give Tyler a hug. Is that all? Yeah. Sally moved towards me and hugged me like Michelle had, her mostly flat chest against mine. It still felt pretty nice and made my penis jump a bit. Okay, your turn, Michelle said to me once Sally was sitting again. Okay, truth or dare, Michelle? Truth. Okay, do you think I look good? I asked. Oh, yes, she said with an odd grin. Okay, my turn, Sally said. You gotta take a dare this time, Tyler. Yeah, I admitted, wondering what I'd be dared to do. Okay, stand up so we can see your butt. Okay, I said with a laugh. I stood up and let both girls get a good look, then sat down again. Cool, nice butt, Michelle said. Yeah, yeah, your turn, I said, feeling vaguely complimented. Okay, Sally, truth or dare? Truth. Okay, would you like to try touching Tyler's penis to see what it feels like? Said penis gave a little jump as Sally hesitated. Careful not to lie, Michelle added. You're just asking if I would be willing to, not telling me to, right? Yeah, shrugging, Sally said, yeah, I guess. Okay, Michelle said with a smile, and I knew what Sally's next dare would be. Okay, I said. Michelle, truth or dare? Truth. Okay. How far have you gone with a boy? All the way, she said instantly. You mean, like even fucking? Sally asked into the quiet. Yep. Oh, well, your turn then, Sally. Okay, truth or dare, Tyler? Dare, I said, feeling a little bold. Okay, she bit her lower lip and looked right at my penis. Can I touch it? Sure, I said softly. Sally reached out and brushed a couple fingers along the length of my penis and then wrapped her hand around it. It feels warm, she said with a surprised tone of voice. Yeah, I said, my mind spinning at the fact that my little sister was holding on to my penis. My turn now, Michelle said once Sally sat back down. You gotta take dare this time, Sally. Yeah, I know, dare. Okay, my cousin moved closer to my sister. Kiss me. Kiss you? Sally echoed. Yes. On the mouth? Yes. Sally thought for a second and then said, well, okay. She leaned towards Michelle and pressed her lips against Michelle's. She started to pull away then, but Michelle put her hand on the back of Sally's head and held her there for a moment, kissing her. It was the hottest thing I'd ever seen. Nice, Michelle said once they stopped kissing. Your turn, she added to me. Right. I tried to focus past the hormones. Okay, Michelle. Truth or dare? Truth. Okay, how many boys have you, you know, been with? Been fucked by? Yeah, 3. She looked directly into my eyes and then added, so far. I felt myself blush as Sally said, okay, my turn. Truth or dare, Tyler? Truth, I said, unable to take a dare right now. Have you ever fucked a girl? No, I said, fessing up to my virginity. All right, said Michelle. Sally, truth or dare? Truth, she said. How boring, Michelle replied with a calm smile, then said, okay, did you like holding your brother's penis? Sally blushed. Yes. Okay. Into the quiet, I said, Sally, truth or dare? Truth. With a wicked grin, I said, which did you like better, kissing Michelle or holding my penis? Oh, don't make me answer that, Sally said with a little laugh. They were both about the same. Well, I guess I'll accept that, I said in a haughty tone. Yeah, well, you'll also get asked if you want a truth or a dare, Sally said. I laughed. Okay, dare. Kiss Michelle like I did. Oh, sure. Torture me, I said as I moved towards Michelle. She grinned and put her arms around me, pulling me close as our lips locked and our tongues danced together. After the kiss was broken, Michelle said, Tyler? Yeah? Truth or dare? Oh, come on, not me again. Yep, I thought for a second. Dare, I said, since those were proving interesting. Okay, go suck on one of Sally's nipples and rub the other with your hand. I looked at Sally. What if she says no? She won't, Michelle said certainly. First, she wants the iPod. Second, she wants to know what it feels like. And third, she knows she'll be able to get revenge on me in a later dare. Is that true? I asked my sister. She nodded and said, especially the third part. As Michelle stuck her tongue out at Sally, I moved close my sister and said, well, okay. Sally sort of leaned back on her arms a little as I got near to her. She let out a little gasp as my hand came to a rest on the smooth skin of her left breast and then let out a quiet moan as my mouth closed around her right nipple. Doing as I was told in the dare, I started by gently sucking my sister's nipple while my hand on her other breast was simply motionless. Then I decided to start moving that hand, which she seemed to enjoy, and began licking the nipple as well as sucking it. After a little bit, Michelle said, okay, that's enough. And I sat back, looking at my sister and feeling a confusing set of emotions, most of them centering around lust. Once my brain was working a little better, I said, okay, Michelle, truth or dare? Dare. Wanting to give my sister more pleasure and remembering how hot it had been watching her and Michelle kiss, I said, okay, do what I just did. Michelle grinned and said, okay. She went to my sister and started licking and sucking on one of her nipples. This put me into a position where I could watch Sally's face and was pleased to see that yes, she did seem to really like having that done. When she was done, Michelle sat back and said, hey, you guys want to go all dares from here on. It's more interesting than just questions, right? Okay, Sally said. Sure, was my reply. Cool, well, your turn, Sally. Okay, Michelle, I dare you to kiss Tyler's penis. All right, said my cousin as grinned at me, then moved towards me, leaned down and gave the tip of my penis a rather sloppy wet kiss, then gave it a little lick as she moved away. It was a minor touch, but it felt incredible. Once she was back in her usual spot, Michelle said, okay, Sally, I dare you to put your middle finger in my vagina. My eyes went wide as Sally grimaced a bit and said, really? Yeah, really, just for a few seconds. She smiled. Imagine how jealous Tyler will be. Giggling a bit, Sally said, well, okay. She licked her middle finger as Michelle spread her legs and then slowly slid it inside her. I watched in utter rapture and amazement as it went in all the way. I'd never seen anything like it. Once that show was done, it was my turn to issue a dare. I knew what I wanted to dare Michelle, to let me do what Sally had just done, but I was way too cowardly to actually ask her right now, so I went to my sister instead. All right, Sally, come hold my penis again. Blushing a little, Sally said, okay, and wrapped her hand around my teenage penis, just holding it steady. It was a good thing she wasn't stroking me, or I'd have come right then and there. After about half a minute, she let go and said, Tyler, I dare you to lick and suck on Michelle's breasts like you did with mine. Sure, I said enthusiastically. Michelle grinned as I went to her and placed my hand on her left breast while my mouth went around her right nipple. I closed my eyes and let out a happy sigh, pleased I was getting to touch a girl I had a crush on in such a way. You like that? Michelle asked me after a bit. Yeah, cool. Now go back over to Sally. Slightly confused, I did so as Michelle said, Sally, I dare you to let him put his pinky inside your vagina. Staring daggers at our cousin, Sally said, Fine, as she laid back and spread her legs high and wide for me. Reaching down with her fingers, she opened her vagina, and I could see the hole. Lick your finger first, like I did. Okay, I said, a little breathlessly. I licked the pinky on my trembling right hand and moved it slowly between my sister's legs until it was at the entrance to her young vagina. I swallowed and pushed it inside slowly, feeling layer after layer of warm bliss surrounding the finger as I worked it all the way into my sister. Oh, gasped Sally as my finger sank into place. Is that good? I asked. Oh, yes, Tyler. Oh, wow. Operating on instinct, I moved my finger back and forth inside my sister's vagina, savoring the sensation of the flesh clinging to my pinky. It was incredible. My penis twitched as I imagined what it would be like to have it in there. Okay, kids, don't make this an all-day project, said Michelle after a few moments. Sorry, I said, as I pulled back, my finger sliding out of my sister's vagina. Then I looked at my cousin and said, Your dare is to let me do the same thing to you. Sure, but use your middle finger, okay? It's bigger. She said as she got onto the same position my sister had just been in. Not one to argue, I got between Michelle's legs and easily slid my middle finger into her wonderful vagina. It felt different from my sister's, though every bit as amazing. I'd never come without touching myself before, but by fingering my cousin, I learned that it might be possible to do so. Enjoying yourself? Asked Michelle. Yeah, she grinned. Cool. Now stop, so Sally can ask her next dare. Huh? Oh, yeah, okay. I went back to my place, my penis oozing pre-cum like there was no tomorrow, as Sally said. Okay, Michelle, I dare you to kiss Tyler on the mouth. We already did that, pointed out Michelle. Yeah, but this time you have to stand up while you're doing it and hold his butt. No problem, she said with a smile. She came over to me and said, Up you get. All right, I stood. Michelle put her arms around me and pulled me close so that my penis was pressed between our bodies and her breasts were against my chest. Then we started kissing as she moved her hands down to cup my ass. God, it was the best kiss I'd ever had in my life. You're a very good kisser, Tyler. Thanks. She gave my ass one last squeeze and then sat down, saying, Okay, I've got an idea for a new game. What? I asked. Doubles Dare. Double Dare? I asked. No, Doubles Dare. And that is? Sally asked. Well, basically, each of us gets to dare the other two to do something. Anything. And just like before, the other couple has to do it. Sounds fine to me, I said quickly. Sally? Michelle asked. iPod, remember? Rolling her eyes, Sally said, Okay, this is getting kind of fun anyhow. Good, now, for my first dare, I get to dare you two to do something, and you have to do it, okay? Okay, my sister and I both said. To Sally, she said, I want you two to kiss, only I want him to lay on top of you while you guys make out. Okay, Sally said. I moved to my sister and got on top of her. It sounds like a simple thing, but it meant that for the first time in my life I was positioned well for intercourse, with my penis rubbing right against her vagina. I suddenly started to wonder if I was going to be a virgin by the end of the day. Am I a good kisser? Sally asked after we broke contact. Yeah, I said with a smile. Cool. Okay, so now I get to dare you guys to do something, right? I asked. Yeah, Michelle said with a nod. Okay, well, let me watch you guys finger each other for a bit. Okay, Michelle said, smiling as she looked at my sister. The two girls moved close to each other, and each one moved their hand down to the other's vagina. I watched in rapt happiness as my cousin's finger slid into my sister's body and vice versa. God, it was so cool. I understood now why so many guys liked looking at lesbian porn. Michelle began moving her finger in a nice steady rhythm inside my sister's vagina. I saw Sally's eyes cross and she let out a little gasp. You like that? Michelle whispered. Yeah. Cool. After a few moments of fingering, Michelle started making out with Sally, and then withdrew her finger and sat back with a little grin on her face. Looking back over at Sally, she said, Your turn. looking slightly devious, Sally said, "Okay, Tyler, I want you to rub your penis up against Michelle's vagina. Don't put it in, just rub it." I sat there with a stupid grin on my face and said, "Okay." Michelle laid back and spread her legs, cocking her finger at me and gesturing for me to come towards her. I did, my penis in hand. Once I was close enough, I started rubbing it against her vagina, moving it kind of like a paintbrush. God, it was fantastic. I so wanted to fuck her more than just about anything, even though I knew if I did, I might manage one thrust before I came. Maybe. Once I was seated, Michelle said, "Well, my turn." Looking directly at Sally, she said, "I want Tyler to put his penis inside your vagina." The room went deathly silent. "Trust me," Michelle continued, "you'll love it. Besides, you two really should lose your virginities to each other." Sally looked at me, and I looked at her. Eventually, she said, I don't know. All the way?" "Yes, that's how it works." "For how long?" she asked in a small voice. "Until he comes. I don't think that'll take long," my cousin said, winking at me. Sally licked her lips nervously and stared at my penis. I was motionless, too scared, horny to react. "Well," she said after a year's worth of seconds, "I guess just once wouldn't hurt." "No, it wouldn't." Michelle looked at me. "Then after you fuck her, you get to fuck me." My heart and penis both jumped. I was apparently right about losing my virginity today. "I'll help you guys, don't worry," Michelle reassured us. "First, Sally, lay on your back and spread your legs as high and wide as you can." "Okay," she said, doing so. "Let me just make sure everything is ready," Michelle said. She got between my sister's legs and, to my amazement, leaned down and started licking Sally's vagina. I watched as she ran her tongue down the slit, up inside and all over the place, while Sally squirmed and wiggled in what I assumed was total bliss. "Right, you're ready," Michelle said after a moment. She moved away from Sally and said, "Now, Tyler, get between her legs just like you were with me earlier." "All right," I said, getting into position, my eager penis just a few inches from my sister's vagina. Michelle took hold of me and lined me up. "Now go slow. Really, really slow, okay? You don't want to hurt her." I nodded, took a deep breath, and pushed forward. I wasn't sure exactly how I was supposed to do it. Was it supposed to be stop and go, or just go in all at once, or what? What I figured out pretty quickly was that I had to work it back and forth. It took some doing, but it wasn't long before I'd worked my entire 14-year-old virgin penis into my younger sister's 12-year-old virgin vagina, stopping only once my pubic hair was resting against her. "Holy fuck," I whispered. "You like that?" Michelle asked, resting her hand on my ass. "Oh God, yes." I looked down at Sally as my penis was bathing in the warm folds of her vagina. "You like it, Sally?" "Yeah," she whispered. "Move it in and out," Michelle instructed. I nodded and started slowly fucking my sister. With the first couple thrusts, I knew I wasn't going to last long. Sure enough, after less than 10 strokes, I found myself pushing as deep into Sally as I could get and holding myself there as my penis fired my sperm deep into my little sister's vagina. "Oh, God," I gasped, once I was finally done coming. The orgasm had seemed to last forever, even though it was entirely too short. "Congrats," Michelle said, grinning at me. "You've both just committed incest. Now pull out." I did and flopped onto the floor next to Sally, still breathing hard. "You had fun, Sally?" Michelle asked. "Yeah, it felt really good." She smiled shyly. "Gonna do it again with him?" Looking at me, Sally said, "If he wants." "Oh, I want," I managed to say with a little chuckle. "Cool." Michelle gave my sister a kiss and then said, "There's a small bathroom over there. Why don't you go get a shower while I fuck your brother?" "Okay." Sally got up, a little unsteadily, and walked towards the bathroom, a bit of my sperm trailing down her thigh. "So, here we are," Michelle said, laying next to me. "Yeah." I propped myself up on an arm and looked at her. "You planned this all along, didn't you?" "Of course," she admitted. "I wanted to do you, and I wanted to do Sally, and I thought watching you do each other would be hot." "It was." She grinned wolfishly. "Besides, not every guy gets to lose it to his sister." "That was pretty cool," I conceded. "Anyhow," she said, taking my penis in her hand, "this way I'd make sure you'd last a little longer when you fucked me." "That makes sense. Now, let's make sure you're good and ready," Michelle said. She sat up a little, opened her mouth, and lowered it down around my penis. I let out a loud gasp as she did. I was pretty sensitive, still, after coming. After blowing me for a couple minutes, Michelle must have decided I was hard I was going to get. She pulled her mouth way, gave me a kiss, and then straddled me. Then my cousin got into position and slowly lowered her 13-year-old vagina around my 14-year-old penis. "Oh God, that's nice," I said as I entered completely. "Oh yeah, God, you got a good dick, Tyler." Even though I'd come in my sister only a few moments before I started fucking my cousin, it still wasn't more than a couple minutes before another load of my sperm was shot into Michelle's vagina. I'd lasted longer than I had with Sally, but not by much. When Sally came back from her shower, the three of us sat around talking and chatting for a bit before we started fucking again. We did it all day. My favorite thing ended up being when one of the girls rode my penis while the other straddled my face with the two of them kissing. It was way cool. We spent pretty much the entire time at my aunt and uncle's place, fucking whenever we could. One night, Michelle and I even screwed in her bed, which was cool and kinda dangerous since parents had the room next door. As for Sally, well, even after we went home, she and I still fucked a lot. She'd decided she really liked sex, and I could empathize. It added a new aspect to our relationship, and hey, I sure wasn't complaining. The end. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
You have been listening to an audiobook brought to you by Jason Crow. This story is brought to you free of charge, so if you paid for it, you were ripped off. Sorry about that. If you like this story, go and check out the website jasoncrow.eu for more stories. And while you're there, drop me an email, comment or anything like that to let the authors know you like the story. Or not. Both is fine. But in the end, reading back from you is why we are writing. It's for you, the reader. Or listener in this case, but you know what I mean. Have a great day and hope to see you soon on the jasoncrow.eu website. Take care and stay safe.